40 Days of Promise, the promise of the Holy Spirit praying for you. Romans 8, verses 26 and 27. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercessions for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Hi, this is Jim Brown. If you were to text your friends and ask for prayer, would you get any takers? And if you had a small handful who agreed to pray for you, how many of those would you feel confident that God would hear their prayers and take notice of your need? It's kind of a funny question to ask, but if you're normal, not everyone on your contact list would volunteer to pray for you. Probably only a fraction of the folks. And the reason? Most likely, they don't pray regularly and have little idea how to pray for a serious request. However, there is a person who will, and does, pray for you regularly, whether you know it or not, the Holy Spirit. The promise of intercession, praying on our behalf to God the Father, is all about the Holy Spirit praying for us. It says, but the Holy Spirit himself makes intercessions for us with groanings which cannot be uttered, unquote. We're talking about divine communications within the Trinity that cannot be expressed in words, but which carry profound welfare for every believer. Further, no words are necessary between the members of the Trinity, in this case the Spirit to the Father, because the Father already understands and agrees with what the Spirit thinks. So what is the gist of this wonderful promise? It is this, that God, the Holy Spirit, talks to God the Father about you for your benefit according to the will of God. So when you're feeling lost, unsure, helpless, tell the Lord and know that the Spirit is already at work on your behalf. My prayer, thank you, Holy Spirit, for talking to the Father on my behalf. I am humbled, amazed, and thankful. Amen.